This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Judge Dale Reinholdson has ruled that Sean Hoff Jr., a man arrested and charged with attempted murder after he allegedly fired shots at a state fish and wildlife warden, will stand trial. He'll stand trial for attempted murder, assault with a firearm on a peace officer, the use of threat or violence against a peace officer, along with firearms and hunting violations. Hoff was identified as the man who fired rounds at Warden Matthew Wells, who saw Hoff and a second man, Thomas Wheeler, using a spotlight to poach deer. Hoff will be back in court on September 28th. Lightning strikes across the region have sparked new fires, including a small fire on North Bank Road and a fire in the Arcata Community Forest that were extinguished by CAL FIRE helicopters yesterday afternoon. In southern Trinity County, lightning ignited the Buck Fire, which has grown to more than 500 acres, as it burns in the Yolaboli Wilderness in steep and rugged terrain. Ground crews have been sent in, and air units from Redding were on scene to drop on the fire. State Senator Mike McGuire issued a press release regarding dedicated state funding for small rural school districts, the necessary small schools funding program, that could be cut. That would mean a $400,000 budget hit for the Ferndale School District, which is one of six districts across the state that share the annual $2 million allocation. McGuire will bring the superintendents from all six districts, including Ferndale's Beth Anderson, to Sacramento for hearings, as the state legislature contemplates changing the way schools are funded throughout the state. State Senator Ted Gaines from Siskiyou County has sent a letter to Governor Brown asking him to declare a state of emergency for the county due to the high number of illegal marijuana grows. Gaines said in a letter that the laws regarding cultivation are being ignored and that the county needs the state assistance to address the public health and safety issues resulting from illegal cultivation, including environmental violations and criminal activity. Water theft, pollution, toxic chemicals, and run-ins with local ranchers and farmers are concerns outlined by Gaines, who has requested that National Guard troops be deployed to assist in the eradication of the illegal grow sites. The State Assembly has passed AB 149, co-authored by Senator McGuire, a bill that will require any future presidential candidate to release their tax returns in order to have their name placed on the California ballot. McGuire said that President Trump's blatant disregard for the tradition of releasing tax returns is dangerous to our democracy, and AB 149 helps establish needed transparency. The bill passed the Assembly on a 42-18 vote and now heads to the governor for consideration. One other bill that is on Governor Brown's desk is Senate Bill 63, the New Parent Leave Act, that would allow up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave for new parents who work for companies with 20 or more employees. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.